Are you ready?
Are you?
Are you ready?
So, where do you like to get your news? Is hard copy best for you? Real news on real newsprint? Do you have your preferred news services on TV and radio? Or maybe you get all you need to know from your social media news feed? Well, whatever you like best, you've got to admit we have more choice now than we've ever had before. So I'm going to ask a panel of senior secondary students, the people who will be drawing on all of this information when they move into positions of power, are you ready to choose your news? And here they are.
Hi, I'm Cohen. I'm from Castlemaine Secondary College and I'm in Year 11.
Hi, I'm Ren Gillett. I'm in Year 11 and I'm from Upway High School.
Hi, I'm Jack. I'm from Forest Hill College and I'm in Year 10.
Welcome to all of you. Thanks so much for helping us out with this. Well, I want to go around the group now. What was the last news source you used?
Probably like the local newspaper, Midland Express, shout out.
Yeah, so you've travelled from Castlemaine again for this one, Cohen. Thanks for helping us out. The local newspaper is important to you. Okay. Ren, what was the last news source you used?
I used the televised media, so I actually watched The Project last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, how about you, Jack?
Probably either the ABC or CNN.
Okay, shout out to the ABC. So why do you think news is important in your life, if it is important in your life, Ren?
Well, I think news is important to a degree. So I think there are definitely different affairs that require kind of a different level of importance and are important to a different degree. And I think it's really important to be knowledgeable on the most important news that actually might even personally affect me. However, there are definitely some things that I don't need to know about. And I find that that is what I tend to be kind of educated on the most through my social media, which isn't necessarily the best thing.
Well, we'll get onto social media soon enough, trust me. Jack, what about you? How important is news in your life?
Fairly important. Yep. I mean, being a journalist and all, I usually go home after school and write an article or so.
Yeah, so you're writing in technology and gaming, is that
correct,
right?
Correct, yes. So different comparison pieces and things like that. But on top of that, I think I've got like push notifications for 5 different news sources.
Ouch. Yeah. That's a lot of notifications coming up on your phone.
Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, it's just a stream of content there that I have to dismiss. So whether that's actually beneficial or not, I don't know. But yeah, it's fair to say that it's definitely a part of my lifestyle and how I consume it. I think it's important for everyone to know what's going on in the world and have at least a general understanding of what's going on so they can actually either act on that or be in basic conversation with people who do have an understanding with that.
So we've brought up social media already, and the question is, can we trust everything we find in our social media news feeds? Well, I think the answer is pretty clearly no, right? So as usual, I've called on an expert to help us along and have a listen to this.
Hello, I'm Russell Skelton from RMIT ABC Fact Check. I'm the director here. Most of us now are receiving our news through social media feeds, you know, more than likely through Facebook. So when you see a claim that bobs up in your feed, which begs the question, can that be right? You should take a closer look at it. Firstly, if it's got a URL when you click into it, if it's purporting to come from a news site in America, is it coming from a news site in America, or is that news site actually based in the Crimea or somewhere else? Does it quote experts? If it quotes experts, have a look at the experts. Have you heard of them? Have you seen them? You could even Google check them and to find out whether they're legit or not. If you're looking at images, look at the date on the image. It's something that was purporting to happen yesterday, but when you click in and find that the date of it was 3 years ago, you know somebody's concocted it or manufactured it. And I think it all comes down to the consumer in the end to equip yourself to learn about what's reliable news and what isn't reliable news. I think the onus comes back to the consumer.
Well, thank you, Russell. And so to this Are You Ready panel on Life Matters, Jack, Ren and Cohen, Russell says the onus comes back to you to check the accuracy of what you see on social media, let's say. So has anyone here actually done their own fact-checking? Cohen, what about you?
Oh, I'm feeling like a bit of a dropkick today with all you new savvy people, but I'm really haven't even really checked social media for my news feed lately. No fact checking to do.
What about you? Well, you're off the hook then. You don't have to worry about social media fact-checking,
exactly.
Obviously. Ren, what about you? Any fact-checking that you've undertaken yourself?
Well, generally, if I don't necessarily see something that I would consider true, or if I have some queries concerning this this news, then I'll generally tend to disregard it rather than actually do in-depth research.
Okay, so you don't go down that internet wormhole of trying to tick off every true or not fact on this
enough.
Thing. Okay. How about you, Jack? Have you ever found yourself checking the facts behind something you've seen posted somewhere?
I've stopped using social media as much as a news source quite recently. But in the past, there are just things that you see that you think are so insane that they can't be possibly real. Quite a lot of that rhetoric you saw during the presidential campaign in America. I found that a really popular website was PolitiFact in the US, which is owned by a Miami newspaper, I believe. And they would go through all of the major claims from different politicians during then and say whether they were true or false, or whether they were so outrageously false.
Did you find yourself checking PolitiFact during the campaign?
Yeah.
Because
as I said, there are things that you would say that were just so insane that you couldn't really comprehend that someone had said that during such a campaign. I find myself fact-checking those kind of things quite frequently.
Ren, you've told me that you have an interest in broadcast journalism, perhaps
yes.
as a career. What kind of care do you think we need to take around facts and accuracy in our work?
Yeah, well, I definitely think you want to be putting out the right news. You don't want to be, putting out media that actually tells people false information. I think it's definitely a struggle because, especially in the media industry, you're trying to put out stories that will attract attention. And in that, sometimes there can be a line of miscommunication, and often things can be misconstrued and not always true what comes out of the media. But I think definitely for me going into the industry, I want to make sure that what I put out is going to be as true as it is and really the right information. And I guess I will do the best with what I have to make that as interesting and appeal to the audience as best I can.
And how about you, Jack? Because you're writing on technology and gaming.
Yeah.
What kind of care do you need to take in the work that you've done so far? What kind of care do you need to take around accuracy?
You need to be extremely careful because not only are you going to potentially risk how people see your news source or the validity of the articles that you create, but there's also a compliance issue around that. If you're telling people blatantly incorrect things, or if you haven't researched something properly and you're still distributing that information, especially for where I work, that's a big no. And it has consequences, not just for work, but financially as well for the company. So you have to be super careful with what you're putting in.
All right. Well, I have more from Russell. Let's hear this.
The other part of it is, of course, you can have a politician, even there are plenty of Australian politicians who keep repeating things which simply are not correct. Pauline Hanson keeps saying that we've been swamped by Muslims. She makes a whole lot of bogus claims and goes on repeating them. These are easily checked. You can check them yourself. Or if you go to the conversation or you go to the our own website at RMIT Fact Check, you can find corrections for them. And there are plenty of sources now through social media. You can reverse engineer this. You can use Google, your Google News, a whole lot of other devices to actually check out the veracity of claims.
And thank you, Russell Skelton from RMIT ABC Fact Check. And for all the good work that's happening in a project like this, he's saying it's still up to us to check the accuracy of claims. Almost feels like it's a new civic duty for all of us. So I want to ask you, if a friend is using their newsfeed to repost or share political statements that you find are not backed up by fact, how are you going to handle that with your friend? Can I put that to you, Cohen?
I don't know. I guess I'm not really ready for that.
It's a minefield. What about you, Ren?
I think definitely for me, I'd be kind of, especially if my friends are going and actually posting this information, I feel as though if it's from quite a large-scale media source, I'm more likely to just disregard it and actually probably have then a bias towards the media platform. But if my friend's posting this, then I'll probably be more inclined to actually look at this and find out whether it is true and probably actually question them regarding kind of, the validity and actually, have you looked at this? Have you looked at this? Because this isn't coming across as entirely true.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jack? Would you be brave enough to point out to a friend that something was not accurate that they had posted?
That's something I definitely do. That's definitely me as a person.
Your friends know that's part of the deal, do they?
Yeah, definitely. luckily for me, it hasn't happened because most of my friends just don't usually share that kind of thing on social media. That could change. But yeah, I feel as if that we all have a duty to get the facts straight. And without that, we see normalisation of things that are false, and things that are false become more meaningful, and then that can detract from more important things. So we have a real moral responsibility to make people accountable for what they're saying and posting.
Well, let me go around the group. Cohen, I'm going to put this to you first. In your schooling, when you look back at it, what has prepared you for making choices in how you consume news?
To be honest, I'm really not sure there's been anything in my schooling that has prepared me to decide what news is good, what news is bad. It's, I think, really all that stuff, especially with the recent kind of development of social media news and fake news, that's all just filtered through in the social conversation. Like, oh, now you need to start checking that your news is true. And it's like, whoa, that's a new thing. So I don't think that's been a formalized part of the curriculum, but within school, it's just that those social situations which help you navigate that.
Ren, how about you? Is there anything that in your schooling that's prepared you for making this kind of choice about how you consume your news?
I actually don't think that there has really been anything really specific to actually help us as students in particular filter our news sources, because I think previously I think a lot of people have taken news to be true. They haven't necessarily questioned it, and I think that's something that's really progressed quite recently. And so it's quite a new thing that I'm certainly not being taught. I think that's something that I've actually learnt to adapt on my own accord.
Okay, and we'll put that question to Jack as well. What's prepared you in your schooling to handle with how you choose your news?
Well, during researching and things, we're constantly told that we should check for different sources and to verify each source that we use for a different project. So checking with textbooks and checking that other sites have similar information, not just using one source for the information. So that's something that we've been taught constantly, I think, probably since year five.
So sort of critical thought around other kinds of subjects, but you can apply that to the news as well, the way you consume it.
Just to look at the different sources and ask yourself, do you think that's correct? Does it look like it's correct? How can I verify this?
Okay, well, let's wrap this quickfire. I'm going to ask, are you ready to choose your news? Cohen?
No, I feel like probably with my current education on news and how I can filter through fake news, I don't think I'm ready to choose my news.
Mm. And what about you, Ren? Are you ready to choose your news?
I think I am ready. I feel as though, you know, coined fake news, because it is so popular and common, it does make it very hard. But I feel as though I'm adapting and I'm finding, you know, ways to go around this issue that has become our society. So I'm going to say yes.
Jack?
I think personally, yes. But I think there are a lot of people around me, especially my friends, are not in the same situation I am, given what I do and the things like that. I'm very much attached to the news as a thing, whereas other people around me definitely aren't. So I think we need to move forward in society where people are able to select their news and choose wisely with their news and not just go around spreading whatever they've seen online in their Facebook feed that day and not just taking that for granted.
So you're ready to choose your news. Are you ready, Jack, to help other people choose their news?
Yes.
Help me, Jack.
Well, that is the news. Cohen, Jack, and Ren, thanks very much.
Thank you.